This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on January 31st, 2013. If you have any questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Welcome to the first meeting of 2013 for the Federal Election Commission. It's a brand new year. That means we get a brand new chair, which happens to be me. So I wanted to say a couple of words at the beginning about where we find ourselves at the beginning of 2013. The Commission, as always, faces various challenges as it does its job, but also hopefully has opportunities. The election of 2012 was record-breaking in the campaign finance world. That's not really unusual. They're all record-breaking, particularly if you, you know, compare presidential to presidential and non-presidential to non-presidential. And as we speak, the year-end reports are probably coming in and will be made public shortly. So we don't have the final numbers, but our preliminary estimates indicate that over $7 billion was raised and spent for this election. And that number is a little bit higher than perhaps some of the numbers that you've seen reported in the press before. I've been trying to dig into this issue of how we compile this number, because it's actually more complicated than it sounds. You know, people say, okay, what did it cost? And you'd think there would be an easy, here's the number. But obviously, it depends on what you're counting. If somebody gives $100 to a national party committee and that national party committee gives $100 to the state party committee, we have to be sure to take account of that. Otherwise, we're going to be double counting certain amounts. So there's a certain amount of work that goes into coming up with an accurate number. But also, as I said, it depends on what you're looking at. Some of the outside very excellent nonprofit organizations and academic groups don't always take into account the overhead of the outside political groups. So, you know, things like salary and rent that I think are really an essential part of getting communications out, sometimes that doesn't get counted in the number, and we are trying to incorporate that. Because you can't run an ad without having somebody write it or having a base of operations. So when you take into account, and we can't take into account all of it because some of the electioneering communications and independent expenditures are run by folks that don't otherwise file any other kind of report, but some of them are run by people who do file reports, and we can kind of capture some of that. So that's why our number sounds higher than, as I said, some of the other numbers that you may have seen. So of the $7 billion, it looks like candidates spent about $3.2 billion. The party spent another $2 billion. Outside groups also roughly $2 billion, maybe a little bit more. So it's possible that this is the first election where outside groups outspent the major parties. We're still, as I said, gathering the last numbers. Certainly there were races where outside groups outspent candidates. So that's kind of an unusual situation that we find ourselves in. There's actually more spending by traditional PACs than by super PACs, interestingly enough, if you count everything by a little bit. So and then there were groups that just ran ads that get captured, and they don't fall into any of the other categories of parties, candidates, political committees, and that came to about $300 million so far. And I'll be putting out a statement later today that captures all these numbers, and in case people are out there are trying to take notes, we'll put it on paper for you. So there was a lot of money that was raised and spent this year, and in keeping with such an active election cycle, the commission processed 11 million pages of documents filed about this election. 11 million. That's really amazing. And the vast majority of these reports were filed electronically and were almost immediately put up on the website. Contemporaneous, real-time disclosure. Very few countries in the world even attempt something like that. And it is amazing to me still that the staff in our building are able to take in all that information. We have analysts who review most of those reports, which is a phenomenal effort. We have, obviously, the staff who handle the electronics of getting it up on the website and making sure the servers don't crash, which, you know, on certain filing days we've been a little bit nervous about, and handle the public disclosure. It's a phenomenal effort by a lot of good people who work in this building, and I am both impressed and grateful that we managed to do that. And going forward, we have a lot of work to do. Currently, we have 360 pending matters in enforcement, ADR, admin fines, and audits. So if you combine everything that might broadly be deemed the enforcement world and compliance, that's 360 matters that are currently pending, including some that are a little bit dated at this point, and I'd really like to see us bring them to closure. By point of comparison, last year we managed to close 229 matters. So we have a huge amount of work ahead of us, and I am I've been talking to my colleagues, and I've been getting a lot of positive feedback about how we can work together to try and process that, because it's a lot of work for the staff, but it's also a lot of work for commissioners, and I appreciate the efforts of all of my colleagues in helping us to try and get through this this workload. My own view, which I have stated before, is that nothing ought to take barring the most extraordinary circumstances or things getting caught up in litigation, virtually nothing ought to take more than 1 2-year cycle to resolve. And we haven't always been able to do that. And I want to continue for us to push to try and get that done, because it really is not fair to the people who are out there. It's not fair to the public. It's not fair to the respondents. It's not fair to the people who are interested in what we do for us to do it any longer. We have, over the past few years, put a lot of energy in promoting transparency and strengthening procedural protections available to respondents and audited committees, and that's all good. And I'd like to see us bring that same energy to making sure that all of our matters get resolved as expeditiously and effectively as possible. We have obviously struggled to get some rulemakings done that I think we all agree need to be done, and I want to continue to work on those. And I'm hopeful that we may be able to find some things that we can agree on and move forward on various issues. Some that we've been working on for a while, and maybe some that that we haven't started. We had six advisory opinion requests last year just on the issue of text messaging donations. So I think that if we this whole area of electronic contributions and text messaging and new technological developments is one that we really constantly have to stay on top of. We can't actually stay on top of it. We constantly have to try to come to grips with it, because it's always moving. It's a moving target, and we're always going to be a little bit behind the latest technological wave. But I think that trying to take a look at this in a more comprehensive fashion, at least where we are at the moment, may be very helpful to us, as opposed to just considering individual requests that come in the door. And are, we might get one comment on an individual request, but if we take a look at this in the rulemaking context, we'll have the opportunity to draw on the views of a wide variety of stakeholders, and I think that would be very informative and useful for the commission. So we've got a lot to do, and as I said, we've already had some very productive discussions amongst commissioners about all of this important work, and I'm looking forward to the year to come. So with that, we will start the official agenda of the meeting, which starts with correction and approval of the minutes. Mr. Vice Chairman, do you have a motion for us?
I do. And before I do the motion, I just want to echo much of what you said. And just so folks know, it's not just you saying, there's been talks among commissioners, and there's this agreement that you put in sort of in the passive voice. We've talked about it, and we agree that happy to work with you to try to move things forward. I think we've been doing a good job over the years moving things forward, but things sometimes do linger, and that's not good. So I appreciate what we've done so far this year. We've had some executive sessions that have gone remarkably smoothly. But yet we still have debate and disagreement. But just because we disagree on the substance doesn't mean we have to be disagreeable. And so far, so good. So
thumbs up.
And two, you mentioned rulemakings. We've also talked informally about things where we may actually have agreement, and that's been positive so far. The electronic technological issue, text message contributions and the like, is an area where doing it through piecemeal AOs is probably not serving those who want to comply with the law in the best way. So I just want to echo that so that the public knows it's not just you saying things. There are others who are willing to work with you on that sort of thing. So I apologize for not doing what you called on me to do, but now I'll do that. So with that, I'd like to move it along and find an area of agreement, which is probably on this motion. I would like to move to approve agenda document number 13-01, minutes for the open session held on December 20th, 2012.
We have a motion to approve the minutes for the open meeting of December 20th, 2012. It's set forth in agenda document number 1301. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? And we start the year with a unanimous motion, 6-0. Very good.
One for one.
I have a good feeling about this meeting. I think we're going to have a lot of unanimity on this meeting.